I'm turning this thing on again, and I never know what's going to happen when I do that, what words, what experiences I'll be through in the course of a monologue like this with you in front of me, the image of your soul, your space, your energy, your bubble, your glow, your light. And the blue jay and the towhee have shown up to have a little conversation with me about breakfast. And I think of the days that I've lived, and those vivid images that remain. Strange, aren't they? Memories of things, events, feelings, experiences that took place in the past. And I remember clearly driving across the United States in a green Volkswagen that cost $1,500, a gift from my mom, as I moved through on my way with Françoise to California. The place where you could get a higher education for $155 a semester. And I was looking to finish my college education. I was on that road, that learning experience, and it was a good one. San Francisco was wide open in those days for a young couple who probably didn't have more than a couple hundred dollars in their pocket. Money that I'd earned driving an ice cream truck in New Jersey for the summer. And now those days are just memories, and to you, most of you people, they're just stories. Secondhand San Francisco, 1963. The beginning, the very beginning of the revolution. And I'd learned in Paris that there was a place called San Francisco State College, and it was not super radical like Berkeley, where, you know, people were all tripping on politics. It was laid back, and enrolled and got into that flow. Met some wonderful people, people that were friends throughout the rest of my life. Discovered marijuana, discovered LSD. Discovered a part of myself, which I had lost touch with. And have been looking into the rising sun ever since. And I share that path with you, knowing that you are on it as well. And I'm so encouraged by what I see. The complete upward shift in the level of consciousness, the awareness that we're not limited to four dimensions. That the future is a place of possibilities that we inhabit. And we, you know, pick up the hoe. And hoe there in the dirt a good row with our life.